Thank you guys for choosing Weekly Politics as your podcast today. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of April for you guys. For me, it's actually not the 12th of April. It's probably like March 1, even though it's actually not, but you get the idea. Pre-recorded episode, economics today. Let's get into it. So, obviously, everyone is talking about SpaceX. I mean, SpaceX, everything, right? Elon Musk, everything. Oh, man, Tesla, Neuralink, oh, yes, absolutely. And then it comes to SpaceX, and you're like, oh, we can go to the moon, we can go to Mars, we can go to stinking Venus if we wanted to. That would be incredible. Everyone is talking about SpaceX. Not only this, but SpaceX is finally launching their Starship shuttle into orbit for testing. That is going to be a major advancement if it is successful. So let's get into the economics of SpaceX and what this means for the American space industry. So what this means for the American space industry is extreme profitability. Something everyone is worried about is what happens when Earth runs out of resources? Like we run out of oil and we run out of water and we run out of food and, you know, and we run out of nickel and copper and uranium and I don't even know. We're going to run out of everything. And I mean, if they're not wrong, we will run out of everything and then we can just rebuild it and recycle it. It's called recycling, people, honestly. But I mean, okay, sure, whatever, I guess. Fine. Let's just go mine asteroids. Whatever. Asteroids are extremely profitable because the asteroids have what we would call rare earth metals are actually extremely abundant when it comes to asteroids. So lithium, for an example, silicon, all of this stuff is actually, what do you want to call it? I forgot the word for it, but there's a large abundance of it on these asteroids, and there's a large abundance on these asteroids because they formed in space on Earth, so the prerequisites for it forming on Earth are non-existent, but the prerequisites for it forming on space, well, there's almost no prerequisites for forming in space. So I mean, it just, yeah, there's some basics for you. I'm definitely a scientist. You should believe exactly what I just said. No, probably not. You should probably look into it on your own free time. But the idea is that with these extremely profitable metals in space, SpaceX can go up there, or any rocket company that wants to mine asteroids can go up there and grab it and bring it down to Earth. Now let's talk about the economic side of this. If we are running low on resources, or we just want things to be cheaper in general, we can go to space. We can gather massive amounts of these asteroids, massive pieces of these asteroids, bring them down to Earth for the sake of production and mass production. Mass produce these things at an extremely low price so that because of this, everything is cheaper. And then, let's not just talk about that. People are talking about the moon lately too, and I love the moon. I really want to go back to the moon. The moon's amazing. I love cheese, and the moon's made out of cheese, obviously. Everyone knows the moon's made out of cheese, so I love the moon. I think we should go back to the moon. Swiss cheese, oh, it's, I mean, actually, I don't like Swiss cheese very much, but it doesn't matter. Let's pretend it's Gouda cheese. I love Gouda cheese. We're going to say it's Gouda cheese, and let's go back to the moon on Gouda cheese. And let's just colonize it. Colonizing the moon? Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Because if we colonize the moon, I mean, no one has to worry about overpopulation on Earth anymore. I mean, I'm not worried about overpopulation in general because the Earth is underpopulated right now. But overpopulation? I mean, come on, people, really? And so let's go to the moon. And bringing asteroids or large amounts of these resources to the moon, significantly easier than bringing them to Earth. To Earth, you have to take the rocket off from Earth. You didn't have to go into the same orbit, whatever kind of orbit it is, as the asteroid, mine the asteroid while it's in that orbit, and then bring it back to Earth through an atmosphere without destroying the entire rocket and the asteroid. With the moon, you can build the rocket. I mean, after extreme amounts of sustainability and time, you will be able to build a rocket on the moon with moon resources. Or I guess you could import them from Earth, but the point is you could build it with lunar resources, take it off from the moon without a large gravitational pull to get around, without an atmosphere to get around, go to asteroids, mine them, bring it back to the moon without needing large amounts of fuel. That's so much cheaper, so much easier, and with that, you can then mass produce things on the moon for the moon. Same goes with Mars. Weaker atmosphere, weaker gravity. And just about any other planet in the solar system, except for gas giants, obviously. So the entire economics of this is incredible. Something you learn in economics class is supply and demand are, well, they're linked. The more demands, the less supply. The more supply, the less demand. That's essentially how it goes, and that's in a perfect competitive market. And obviously, this isn't the perfectly competitive market, but we can use it as our graphs of reference because everyone else does, so why can't we? The more supply you have, you want there to be more demand. And because you want there to be more demand, what you're going to do is you're going to lower prices because you need that more demand to get rid of your supply. And when people come running to it, they're going to start buying it up. And when they're buying it up too fast, they're going to raise the prices again. You're going to find that equilibrium price so that people are always paying just enough so that you have just enough supply for those demands. But you still have more left over so that you can continue building up and then people come again. And you get the idea. Basically, you always have supply for the demand when you hit that equilibrium. With this idea in mind, let's lower prices. Everyone's complaining about high prices. Why don't we have things like asteroids? Why don't we mine the asteroids? A simple idea for me. Why don't we mine the moon? Why don't we take fuel from the moon? Why don't we colonize the moon? Why don't we do all of these things and lower prices will follow because the amount of supply will increase while demand will stay the same. And since supply is increasing and demand is the same, people will realize, hey, we have so much excess supply, we need to lower prices. Prices will go down, demand will follow by going up. Equilibrium will be hit at a lower price than before. That is incredible. Simple economics, super incredible. The problem is nations are like, no, if we do that, it could also crash the economy. See, if we bring in all the gold on an asteroid, it will actually crash the gold economy because gold is so rare on Earth, but on asteroids, it's pretty common. It's like, I don't know, snow in winter. It's that common. And so if we bring all, you're right, if we bring all the gold to Earth, I'm not saying we bring all the extremely profitable metals to Earth, like say, gold and silver and diamonds. I'm saying we bring enough materials to produce things at a higher rate, and that will not crash the economy. But is it really going to be profitable? Like I said, you have to start on Earth. It's obvious you have to start on Earth. You can't start anywhere else. Everything starts on Earth, where we are. You have to build the rocket, you then have to pay for the fuel on the rocket, then you have to pay to launch the rocket, plus the astronauts, plus the drone, then you have to pay for the fuel to bring that rocket from space into the orbit of the asteroid, and then you have to pay for the mining process and the miners, and then you have to pay to bring it back to Earth and for its landing process. In the end, let's say a SpaceX rocket, which costs around $50 million per satellite, about $90 million per rocket, depending on which rocket you have, if you use a SpaceX rocket, that's $90 million to launch it up. It better come down with 90 million, but a SpaceX rocket cannot. What about a Starship? Well, that's around 400 some million, I think it was. $400 million. I'm going to say that for now, and I'll change it if I find that I'm wrong later. $400 million. You pay $400 million, it launches up, it takes what it needs, and it comes back down. That one would be profitable, but not very profitable. Barely even profitable. You see, in order to make it profitable, it has to bring down the amount of materials that raises or that makes it valuable. So let's say it's lithium. It goes up there, it takes $400 million worth of lithium back to Earth. But the less valuable the material, the more it needs to bring back. So it's really hard to be profitable when you go with smaller amounts or smaller, less valuable materials. When it comes to Earth, you're increasing the amount of materials and you're actually lowering its value in general, but it's barely any when it comes to these types of metals like lithium, because there's so much of it on Earth anyway, so you're actually barely lowering its value. But the idea is it should be profitable. When you go out there mining on a asteroid, the amount of materials you could bring back, 51% of the time should be profitable, which should make you overall profitable. Because it's 51 out of 100, that means 49% it isn't profitable, and the 1% overdoes the zero. You get the idea. It should be profitable. And that's just the thing. It should be profitable. It's possible it's not profitable. But the only reason I'm arguing for this is because the American economy is doing really bad, and I don't think the president's going to do anything to fix that, which means I think SpaceX and other rocket companies should start working on lowering prices for the American people themselves by going up there and mining things on their own. It's an idea, and it's been around for a long time. I mean, everyone has always thought about colonizing. Everyone's always thought about mining asteroids since the Cold War era, actually, because obviously the space race. It's been around for a while. And again, this is another shorter episode. The idea was really just get the idea out there on what mining can be and what it could do. No nonsense, you know. But shorter episode. I'll come up with another episode Friday. See you all later. Adios. God bless you.